Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, good afternoon. Here's an example of this quick turnover where I can't even sit down in the chair that I usually like. You guys know how particular I am about the chairs, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Hang on, Sue. There's your mic. God, man, I'll tell you what. Can I hear you now?
No, this one's dead.
Yeah, I cannot hear you. So this is a great start, let me tell you. This is how I'd love to start the radio show, where the microphones aren't working. Ethan is working his magic right now. Let's do that again.
Uh-huh. Nope.
Hey, is it?
Nope.
No, that is not. That sounds like you're on a different mic,
how
right?
How about this one?
Yeah, that sounds good there. Fred, can I hear you?
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. You know, this is one of those things that the bosses don't like when I talk about this, because it's inside radio. Fred shaking his head. He's like, don't do it. Don't do it. I literally have a sign. I don't know if you've seen this. I have a sign in my office because we've changed what are called the clocks, right? And we've done it for good reasons, so we can get on the air a little bit faster here in the afternoon.
Right, right.
The problem is it's literally like a pit stop, and Annie's crew leaves, and we have to come in here, and there's a lot of things happening at once. And Ethan, God bless him, and he was called into service because Brad was out today. So there's all kinds of buttons to be pressed. Apparently, there's buttons that were not pressed correctly, but I literally have a sign, I don't know if you've seen this, Fred, in my office that says, the first rule about the clocks, just like, what's the first right rule about Fight Club?
Don't talk about Fight Club,
right? Yeah. So I have a note that is written to myself to remind myself to not complain about this, and here I am publicly complaining. Yeah, I said, Fred, how long have you known me, right? The first rule about the new clocks is don't talk about the new clocks, but here we go, where I'm trying to sit down and get comfortable here, and then my chair becomes very particular because there's several chairs in here and they're not comfortable at all. Sue, I don't really know how you sit in the one that you sit in.
Well,
on an
I like this
basis.
One. It's got four strings that's holding it on. And
yeah,
it's gonna blow.
Yeah,
and one day I'll go falling through, but I look forward to it. It's an adventure.
And what's funny about the chairs is these are probably like $1,200 chairs, because I remember when we got them years ago, the price tag was just unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I might be exaggerating a little bit, but I'm telling you, I don't think I am. They were very, very expensive office chairs. All right, say they're half that. I bet they're $600.
You mean the one with the strings or the one you have that's now showing its foam?
They're all the same, but they're old. But I'm telling you, when we first got them, they were very expensive chairs. Fred's
sure.
The smart one, you know, because Fred doesn't sit in the chair. He comes in and out of the studio as he's doing his work, and he has about, you know, 200-yard trek to the other side of the building where his office is and where he does some work. But anyway, hey, that's a great start to the show. Let me kind of reset. How was everyone's weekend? Sue, how was your weekend?
Mine was great, but I feel like it was really short,
yeah.
Shorter than usual. Is that because it's summer?
No, maybe. It was shorter.
Okay, thank you, Fred.
Really? I didn't think it was shorter, but I didn't think it was longer either. I thought it was basically, you know, the same kind of weekend. I don't know. What you must have had a lot going on.
I don't know what happened. I just feel like it was really short. And I went over today to Millstadt where we had that fish fry.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to Schubert's to buy some brats because they have this, they have all kinds of stuff, you know, different kinds, like a bacon and cheddar that Michael likes.
Oh, yeah.
They've got blue cheese and mushroom. They've got like all these, and they even have gummy bear.
They have a blue cheese and,
yes,
and mushroom brat?
It is outstanding.
You got to get some of those for me.
All right, I'll tell you next time I go. So we went on a little
trip.
I'm not saying,
I'm saying you need to go back like tomorrow or something like that. I'm not going to wait. What, are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh, we got there early enough that usually they're out of the certain ones. Anyway, I've done that already today. So I feel like it's been extended weekend now. It's over. I can't figure out what's happening.
I did have some parts of the weekend go quickly. My son came down from Chicago. I actually have a couple of stories.
Oh, he did.
Fred knows this. Well, no, what happened was they came in a week ago, and then they went down with their mom to see Aiden's nephew, my grandchild, Idris, down
nice.
In Houston. But then they came back into Missouri last night, and then instead of going all the way back to Chicago, they stopped at our house, and they hung out last night. We had dinner. And then Fred knows this because I send a bunch of things. 404, which will happen very quickly here an hour from now, that's kind of the segment where I you know, address things that might have happened in your life, Fred, or in our life. Or, you know, we did the food challenge on Friday, and Ethan and I were the only ones. Jake Baumgartner, though, he liked the what do you call them? The Pringles, right?
Oh, yeah. The kids apparently like
the broad flavored Pringles, and I kind of like them. So we do more like maybe lifestyle stuff because that's the segment before Sue's News. So I do have a couple of things that happened and had a bit of an emergency that occurred last night that we'll talk about at 4 o'clock. So from that perspective, maybe the weekend did go just a little bit faster. But the focus right now is on the big, beautiful bill. And, you know, I would like to lie to you and tell you I have a good handle on where this process is. It's literally in the Senate right now, a votorama. They're trying to figure things out. There's inside wheeling and dealing. You have Elon Musk out there now saying once again that this is the GOP is the Porky the Pig party because of all the spending here. What I can tell you is they're slogging through a bunch of amendments. They're going back and forth trying to figure out if they can get to the House. One thing I will say, and I think I have some audio about this, the president is less optimistic. Fred, isn't that your takeaway? He was with Marita Bartiromo
right.
over the weekend, and he was asked specifically about the 4th of July because, you know, the whole thing was the Senate has to get it back to the House has to get it to the president's desk. They want to do it by Friday. The president wants to do it by Friday because it's the 4th of July. We're kicking off here. We're going to get into the 250th anniversary of this country next year, so he feels that that's very important. But the numbers are very questionable right now, and I don't know if they can do it. I don't know if they can do it, you know, overall, let alone get it to the House and, you know, get it across the finish line, because this thing only passed by, what was it in the House, Fred? Do you remember? Was it two votes or one vote?
Yeah, I think it was two.
It was barely. Yeah. So you have Senator Hawley out there, and this is, I don't know how this is going to play, because it didn't sound very good when I pulled it from the audio here a short time ago. So one of the concerns that Senator Hawley has, we addressed this on the roundtable on Friday, is that there is a big implication for Medicaid in Missouri. And we get money from the federal government here in Missouri, these rural hospitals, there's jobs on the line, there's health care on the line. So Senator Hawley, from the very beginning of this, he took a very strong stand and said, look, and he started running ads. And there's no doubt that some of this is about re-election and there's politics involved. But he seems to indicate that he does not like the changes to Medicaid. Now, what Jason Smith will tell you and others, they'll say, look, what we're doing here is we're putting work requirements on. We're just making sure that the people who really should get Medicaid coverage do get the Medicaid coverage. But the hit to the Missouri budget, and I saw one estimate this morning, is like maybe just for fiscal year 2026, $200 million. So then you got to come up with money from elsewhere because we have to balance our budget in Missouri. We don't have an option. We have a balanced budget amendment, so they have to balance the budget. Well, they have to get money from, you know, somewhere to pay for Medicaid or to at least make up for the cuts. Now, there's a chart that's in the New York Times. This is interesting, too. Let me see if I can pull this up real quick. Because they go through, you know, how much this costs and where the cost savings are and all these things. So they have a chart, right? And they say savings. Savings would, I guess, be considered where they're cutting. They say Medicaid. green energy in the environment, student loans, food benefits, other health care, and then it says natural resources. And by the way, I don't care if you're a reporter at the New York Times or if you're a United States senator, nobody knows exactly what all this is about right now. Senator Kennedy pretty much admitted that last week. He said, you know, there are things that he discovered in the bill that he didn't like very much. So I don't know even what that is because he didn't get specific. So then in the chart, they say costs, and this is where you get kind of in Washington speak, tax cut extensions. That's like, look at, you guys can see the chart. I can hold it up to the video. See the line on that?
Uh-huh.
It goes off the page, right? Well, tax cut extensions are just making sure that the government doesn't confiscate the money that they were confiscating before 2017 because Trump gave everyone a tax cut, right? So part of the goal here is to make sure that this thing gets to his desk so everybody gets the tax cut that they got in 2017. There's no new tax cuts that they're doing. Maybe there are in some areas because, again, it's kind of hard to grapple with right here. But you have a lot of people taking a stand here. This is what Senator Hawley said. Let's see if this audio plays or not because it didn't sound very good. He sounds like he's going to vote yes on the bill, but he's also expressing concern about the Medicaid costs.
I mean, we can't be cutting health care for working people and for poor people in order to constantly give special tax treatment to corporations and other entities. And
okay, that's a little hard. But he said basically we can't keep doing this. My state's going to be fine, just to paraphrase what he said, but he's worried about the future. One of the tricks that they're using right now, and I think I have some audio we'll get to here maybe in a few minutes from Jason Smith. You know, you've heard of the SALT deduction. That's the state and local tax deduction, where that becomes a bigger issue where, you know, you have members of Congress in New York and California that have districts that have a fair amount of wealthy people and, you know, just people that make more money than your, I don't even know what the cost of living adjustment would be. Let's say you're making $150,000 in Missouri. What's that worth in New York City, right?
Right.
So they're trying to get the number to a certain figure that's amenable to all the members. So what Jason says, and he's the House Ways and Means Committee chair, he's been the guy that's been shepherding this, he's a Missouri congressman, is, well, we're not changing the numbers, but we're moving it from 10 years to 5 years. So then all that means is we're going to have this argument again in
right.
5 years, because that's how they fudge the numbers. Okay, we don't like $40,000. Well, we're going to do, you know, the same $40,000. We're not going to, you know, change that, but we're going to change it from 10 years to 5 years. I don't even know if the tax cuts that they're doing, the Trump tax cuts, are permanent or not, because that was one of the things that the president insisted upon, and we should all insist upon, the tax cuts be permanent. The reason that we're voting on this again is because when they passed, they were not permanent. So there's a lot going on right now in Washington. No better person to explain it all than Josh Krossauer, 97.1 FM Talk political insider. He's coming up next. I got a lot of audio. We'll keep you updated on all this. We have Sue's News for a Monday afternoon, even though the weekend went fast. It's all coming up. My story about a near flood in my house. You guys will like this one. That's coming up at 4:04.
The House and the president are adamant that this bill is passed and that this bill makes its way to his desk. Republicans need to stay tough and unified during the home stretch, and we are counting on them to get the job done.
So that is Carolyn earlier today. Jason Smith was on last night. He, of course, is the chair of the very powerful House Ways and Means Committee. He was on Trey Gowdy's show on Fox talking about the changes that the Senate's, I guess, still making.
If you look at the changes the Senate has already made, out of the 103 different tax provisions within the bill, 85% of them are either identical or just technical changes because of the parliamentarian and the Byrd rule of what the House passed. So that is very helpful when we move this bill, once they pass in the United States Senate, to bring it back over to the House to hopefully send it to the president's desk. And I think we'll do that before July 4th.
Okay, I think that's ambitious. In the meantime, as I said, Elon is calling the Republicans the Porky Pig Party this afternoon. Josh Krossauer is with us this afternoon, 97.1 Political, 97.1 FM Talk Political Insider, Editor-in-Chief of the Jewish Insider. Sorry, the pig sound effects were distracting me. You've probably never been introduced on this show with pig sound effects, so there's a little history, Josh. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Mark. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had the glory of the sound effects in any context.
Well,
so I feel honored today.
Shame on me. All right, is there even a way at this point for even someone like you to encapsulate what the hell is going on in the United States Senate and what's going to happen this week? Because there's a lot going on at the same time, isn't there?
Well, we already had a lot of drama over the weekend because the first initial vote to kind of get this the ball rolling in the Senate side towards the big, beautiful bill led to the retirement and the defection of a very prominent Republican senator, Tom Tillis, mm-hmm. who was very critical about the cuts, as he argued, to Medicaid that could come as a result of the legislation. So we're already starting to see, you know, it's interesting. The two Republican senators who voted against in that initial vote were two
Rand
people
Paul.
On the opposite sides of the Republican spectrum.
Yeah.
Rand Paul was upset about sort of the spending levels, and Tom Tillis is upset that it cuts too much. So they're actually essentially arguing the opposite side of the same issue. Look, the big, I mean, you know, this is a big, beautiful bill, but sometimes we don't talk about all the details that are actually in this bill. I mean, the main thing it's going to do is going to solidify and make permanent the 2017 Trump tax cuts from his first term. But it also has to be paid for, and that's where all these cuts come into play, cuts to Medicaid, cuts to clean energy, student loan relief. There's a lot of devil in the details, and that's why the Republican vote is getting a little tricky as we get closer to the finish line.
So what is the process right now, though? You mentioned the two senators who voted against some of it over the weekend, but Josh Hawley, who's been even taking out TV commercials here across Missouri, talking about not cutting, you know, help to rural hospitals, et cetera. I played a piece of audio. It wasn't very good quality, but the basic bottom line was, well, you know, we got to do something about this. We're never solving this problem, but my state's going to be okay with the changes that they've made. So he's trying to have it seemingly both ways right now.
Yeah, it's tough because you do have someone like a Hawley and there are a handful of other Republicans that have fashioned themselves into something of Republican populist. And there's there is a concern about Missouri has a lot of Medicaid recipients that depend on the programs and are going to be affected by the cuts if they do end up passing. The Trump Republican Party has become more of a working class, more of a populist party, but this is a very conventionally conservative bill, and it has a lot of tax cuts, and it's a lot of businesses like it, and a lot of individuals who are middle to upper middle class are going to be thankful for the tax breaks, but there's also a lot of entitlement cuts that are going to come as a result, and other people are going to be feeling the pinch. So, you know, there's no such thing, economics 101, there's no such thing as a free meal. There's no such thing as a bill that's going to make everyone happy. And to balance the budget, to kind of make the math work in this bill, there were a lot of cuts and extra trims that needed to be made.
So sometimes I can't help myself and I have to tune into CNN, and I did that earlier today. And I heard somebody say that in effect, after this bill, that President Trump is a lame duck president because, you know, look, this is one of the reasons they're trying to do this now is because they know that the clock is ticking. It may seem very unusual to people listening right now to say, wait a second, we're like 18 months away from the midterm elections. But the midterm elections are on a lot of people's minds because of this bill, right?
Yeah, look, any big, there's the beautiful part, there's the big part. It's great that it's beautiful, but any voter is going to be a little wary when something is super big. I mean, remember the healthcare, Obamacare, and Nancy Pelosi, I believe, said you have to kind of pass it to see what's in it. But the bigger of the bill is, it's actually kind of unconservative to kind of mash everything in one huge bill. And I think that's where the political backlash could end up happening. People don't know what they're trusting Trump.
Right.
This is the big, beautiful bill. But what does it mean? I mean, I think there's actually a risk. I've talked to a lot of people who love the branding of calling it that, but then they think about it and they don't even know what they're supporting, what they're voting
right.
for.
Right.
And I think there's border security. And look, there are a lot of things that the Trump administration could be touting, I think, a little more effectively. A lot of border security money as part of this package. You're not hearing that being talked about as explicitly from the White House. A lot of tax cuts becoming permanent. That's not what's being talked about when you just call it big and beautiful. So I think there could be a buyer's remorse if you keep just saying it's big and you don't even realize what you're passing. And then there's some uncomfortable realities that
right.
come about. That's where the politics get tricky.
Well, and that's what I think. You know, look, Senator Kennedy, I always love to play him. He's a wordsmith. He even said last week.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There were things that he discovered in this bill that he did not like very much. I had a listener that hit me on the X, formerly Twitter, this weekend saying, look, there is still funding in the current level, and I don't even know where this is going to land, for some of these, you know, gender sex operations that the Republicans oppose. So there's a lot of things, if this thing does pass, that people are going to have to swallow their pride on or their principles on because they want to get it across the finish line. Now, when it comes to that, here's what the president told Marita Bartiromo, because I think the timetable is really tough here.
It's very important. If we don't have it, there's a 68% tax increase. We're cutting 1.7. Let's see, we're cutting, 1.7 trillion. Think of it. I think I just saw the number a little while ago, $1.7 trillion. But we can grow our country so much more than that. And what I want to do is do it through growth. We're going to have growth like we've never seen before.
Now, Josh, in that interview, he seemed to be a little more open-minded or flexible on whether or not this is going to happen by Friday. Now, I'm always a glass half, you know, empty type of guy. I don't see how they get this thing to his desk on Friday. They're trying in the Senate to do all these votes. There's wrangling. There's, you know, behind-the-door meetings, all this stuff. But this is a tight timetable, and the numbers just aren't there.
It's going to be a tight. I mean, look, I'm not as worried. I mean, the Senate, you're seeing all these delaying tactics, mainly by Democrats, Votorama, and the reason Schumer has the bill being read out loud, which, you know, I think is a good thing to actually. You can't have any buyer's remorse if you actually hear what's in the bill. So, good for the Democrats. But I think the House is where it gets, you know, when it goes back to the House after Senate passage, and I do think it's going to get passed in the Senate. The margins are narrower, and it's a different bill. Yeah. And I think that's you alluded to it at the top of the show. Mark, but this is exactly where I think that the margins are going to get tricky. The SALT deductions, a lot of the stuff that was already a tough pill for the House Republicans to swallow, going to come right back all over again. And it's going to take Trump's lobbying and pressure to really get this thing through the finish line.
So I criticize the legacy media quite often for not doing their job. I don't think they did a very good job when Joe Biden was president. I think we're learning that. We've learned that quite a bit. But on this the situation with, and I know you've written about Mondani, this guy who just won the Democrat primary. I have to give a little credit to Kristen Welker over at Meet the Press because she pressed him on this issue yesterday, and she did it three times.
Quickly, for the people who care about the language and who feel really concerned by that phrase, why not just condemn it?
My concern is to start to walk down the line of language and making clear what language I believe is permissible or impermissible takes me into a place similar to that of the president who is looking to do those very kinds of things, putting people in jail for writing an op-ed, putting them in jail for protesting. Ultimately, it's not language that I use. It's language I understand there are concerns about. And what I will do is showcase my vision for the city through my words and my actions.
Okay, well, there's a lot of weaving there because I don't know who's trying to put anyone in jail for an op-ed, but you are the editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider. You wrote about this guy. It is frightening. And I think a lot of the listeners, and I've been exposed to this anti-Semitism level in the past 18 months that has just been stunning to me. And here's a guy who's the Free Palestine, you know, candidate in New York City that just won the New York City Democrat primary.
Yeah, it's remarkable that in the city with the largest Jewish population outside of Israel, you can have someone who's essentially openly calling for, endorsing or not criticizing a slogan that basically calls for the death globally of Jews. It's remarkable. And look, it's not the only extreme position he holds. I've never seen someone run on this far left of a platform in a city that, you know, even though it's very heavily Democratic, New York City is not a leftist city. It has a lot of working class voters that are much more moderate. Staten Island is quite Republican. This is not a city that endorses Mamdaniism, at least. And I think it's important to remember that the primary of a small subset of voters doesn't necessarily reflect the entire electorate. And that's what you're hearing, by the way, from everyone from Chuck Schumer to Hakeem Jeffries to the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul. They're not endorsing this
guy. No, that's right.
And that's what's going to get really interesting because they're going to have to make a decision come soon on whether they're going to get behind him. Otherwise, you do have Eric Adams, who's also a Democrat, who's on the ballot as an independent, and he's the incumbent mayor. I think, you know, the notion that Mamdani has got this race in the bag is far, far premature, and it's going to be up for people like Chuck Schumer, who claims he's a protector, a Schumer, as he says, of the Jewish people. We'll see. If he endorses Mamdani, I think there's going to be a lot of outrage, certainly among Jewish voters.
On that front, because I was sampling CNN, I heard someone, no, this was on Fox. I heard someone on Fox today say, look, 1 in 5 Jewish voters, you know, supported Mamdani here. So what does that even tell you? Obviously, the working class, the populist message is going to play well, especially in not only the biggest city in the country, but one of the most expensive cities, if not the most expensive. People want someone that's going to give them relief, even though they might not be able to deliver that relief. But how can Jewish people vote for this guy?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if it was a head-to-head race, it would be like 80 to 20, right? I mean, so there was a lot of different candidates, but you have a leftist Jewish vote that's about 15 to 20% of New York City, Park Slope, Brooklyn. But if you look at the district by district or precinct by precinct data, it's pretty clear that you had 70 to 80% of Jewish voters that probably would never vote for Mamdani. So I think it was a little confusing because he has this hardcore leftist block, but everyone else would never touch him with a 10-foot pole. Look, I think I think the issue is that we'll see this in the general election. He was quoted a few years ago saying the end goal in his view as a state assemblyman was seizing the means of production. He said that in an interview in 2021. He said on Meet the Press just yesterday that he doesn't think we should have billionaires. He wants to ban billionaires. Right. Look, some of that's populist, but some of that is just so far beyond
it's
what we're
ridiculous.
Used to in normal politics.
Yeah, I wonder if he has an iPhone, because if he has an iPhone, he wouldn't have that iPhone if it wasn't for billionaires. And that's just, you know, the start of the list. Josh Krasauer, good luck with everything. Thank you so much. By the way, have you noticed my Cardinals are 9 games above 500?
Yeah, don't rub it in. We're going the other direction.
All right.
But we'll see.
We'll see you, dude. Month. Thank you. There's a really, really funny Truth Social post that Trump just put up there on AT&T that I will share here in a few minutes. It just happened, and it's rather comical, and I think a lot of people would agree. You know, I said last week, and I feel very strongly about this, and I told my daughter this last night, I cannot wait for school to start again because it's so crazy in the summer. I know I speak for a lot of parents out there, but I want to focus on, you know, I'm half joking. I'm not joking completely because it is crazy, but education is so important. One of the reasons that I spent so much time earlier this year, couple of months ago, on David Zweig's book, An Abundance of Caution, is because his book got overlooked in the whole Jake Tapper, Alex Thompson scenario. And his book, David's book, is on the learning loss for the kids and how the lies were told to all of us when we kept these kids out of school. One of the best voices for this in the country is Sarah Parshall Perry, who's with us this afternoon. She's the vice president, legal fellow with the group's Defending Education. Sarah, how are you this afternoon? Welcome back. Happy to have you.
Mark, always love doing your show. Thanks for having me.
You have been highlighting some nonsense. You know, this stuff kind of gets overshadowed, I think, which is why I mentioned David's book, because of the news cycle. Because, look, it was 10 days ago we were bombing Iran. We're barely even talking about that right now. But there's so many issues related to education. I don't think anyone can argue that kids in the last 5 years overall in this country have moved forward when it comes to learning. We've seen things moving backward. And you still have, and this is one of the things that you've been doing, the teachers union out there highlighting some of the nonsense from the teachers union, which seemingly still happens on a regular basis.
Yeah, oh my gosh, on a regular basis. In fact, we now know, obviously, after the departure of Randy Weingarten from the Democratic National Committee, that was really reinforcement of the fact that this is not a learning institution. This is about political symbiosis. In fact, the DNC and the unions are so inextricably intertwined that Becky Pringle, who is the president of the other biggest teachers union in the country, the NEA, also has an ongoing role as an at-large DNC member. And that just cements the fact that this is not about teaching kids. In fact, their most recent leadership summit is going to focus explicitly on things like social justice, racial justice, and strengthening, quote, public education through joyous rebellion. Well, that's
right.
My mind.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like increasing learning outcomes at all, but that's truly just the tip of the iceberg.
So that's what caught my attention. You tweeted this out earlier. This is your daily reminder that teachers' unions are more concerned with virtue signaling than political activism than teaching your children. And you put the poster up for the Conference on Racial and Social Justice, Promote, Protect, Strengthen Public Education, A Joyous Rebellion. This is in Portland. It could probably will not be a surprise to people that it's in Portland, Oregon, which is coming up. I guess it's going on even right now. So it's June 29th through July 1st, 2025. But your point is, and you kind of made it here a moment ago, where is the NEA, where is the AFT, the conference dedicated to everything that has happened to these kids since COVID and continues to put them behind? Because they seemingly did not get the message on DEI that I think was sent, at least in part, during last election in the fall, and they keep going back to the virtue signaling, which is just stunning to me.
Well, and the No Kings protest, as you know, Mark, was actually led by the teachers' unions with Randy Weingarten at the helm. So this has more to do with political advocacy. These are more like political agitprops than they are actually educators. In fact, the most recent leadership competency summit, so this is how you train teachers' unions members, has specific classes, seminars. Here's an example. Pedagogies of Change. That will look at various pedagogies impacting social and emotional environments and classrooms and how they can greater societal transformation achieve. This is a huge reminder that they're actually trying to change the culture. Here's another one. How educators can lead in the fight for, wait for it, climate and environmental justice for all. How we can make sure that students are not being threatened by their health, well-being, future, and it's particularly, quote, devastating for communities of color. Students lead. Here's another one. Addressing race and equity from the bottom up. What does a student voice look like, and how can we better sort of reach minorities, individuals of color, or BIPOCs? Listen, these are not seminars. designed to get our kids National Association of Education placement rankings higher, which are right now hovering at 27 and 30% respectively for math and English. They don't seem to care. It is all about partnership with the DNC, transforming society, and making sure that they can capture young minds to then convert them to DNC members and Democratic voters in the future.
Absolutely. Now, you know what's frustrating?
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here, and I'm bound to have listeners this afternoon, whenever, especially because we're not in school and the teachers are out. Whenever I talk about something like this, I hear from teachers. And I hear from teachers who are just as outraged as you are and as I am, and they feel like they can't do anything about it. I think they feel a little helpless because their unions and the union leadership always focus on this. Now, I'm not going to say that that's not the case in the city of St. Louis, because we've seen examples of these. You know, we had a superintendent here. I don't know if you and I have talked about this. She turned a $17 million surplus into a $32 million deficit in the period of about 12 months. And a lot of it was hiring people from out in Portland, Oregon, in places. I think she was in Washington State, obviously, or not obviously, but not Portland. But look, they were focusing on spending money to go to conferences like that. That's one of the reasons they ran up the tab so much, because they sent a group of people to these conferences that focus on DEI nonsense and not actually teaching the kids.
Yeah, again, not surprising. And in fact, here it's very interesting. I'm encouraged to hear that there are teachers who are really sort of opposed to what's going on in the teachers' unions and to the political stance that they've taken. And they've sacrificed the nature of learning and rigorous academic standards and pedagogical development so that these kids become critical thinkers. But unfortunately, the unions are more concerned about teaching them what to think than how to think. And that really should be the missive in public education. Listen, it was very interesting to me. We saw a huge, huge case related to public education from the Supreme Court just on Friday. So this is, the ink is barely dry on a very compelling opinion from Justice Samuel Alito. Sotomayor dissented, but this is a Mahmoud versus Taylor case where a set of religious parents simply wanted to opt their children out, 4-, 5-, 6-year-olds from LGBTQ themed curriculum, and the school stonewalled multiple times, even though it let opt out for other particular areas. I had a teacher weigh in on my live tweeting saying, I'm going to teach your kids whatever I want, and there's nothing you can do about it. So here's the flip side of the coin, right? We're hearing from good teachers, but we're also hearing from teachers who are 100% committed to changing an individual's mind, which is exactly what the curriculum in Mahmoud was designed to do.
You know what was ironic about that Supreme Court decision? And I covered this briefly on Friday. There was a great op-ed from Andrew Sullivan, who's a gay man and he's not a conservative. And he actually made the point in the New York Times on Friday, this is before the decision, he wrote it before the decision came out, that the alphabet mafia, he's not talking about regular gay men or lesbian women, they've gone too far with some of this stuff. And I wonder how many people maybe paid attention to that. By the way, I just retweeted your piece. You wrote a piece that's called American Students Are Dumber Than Ever, Thanks to Equity. I just put that on my Twitter site at Mark Reardon KFTK. Sarah Parshall Perry, you keep up the fight because it's important. And I always like to kind of recognize that these are issues that sometimes, you know, fall through the cracks, especially during the summer, and they're very important. So thank you for coming on and highlighting, and thank you for tweeting about all this stuff too.
Thanks so much, Mark.
All right, take care. Have a great summer. So you don't have AT&T, do you?
What, you mean a phone?
Yeah, as your
not,
like as your phone
internet,
service. Oh, you have it for your internet.
Consumer cellular.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Trump, and I thought this just happened, but it happened a while ago. He was on the phone. He had a conference call with American faith leaders today, and he's ripping on AT&T because he says, I'm doing a major conference call with faith leaders from all over the country, and AT&T is totally unable to make their equipment work properly. This is the second time it's happened. If the boss of AT&T, whoever that might be, could get involved, it would be good. There are tens of thousands of people on the line. I guess AT&T responds on X, because Trump does that on Truth Social. They say they had reached out to the White House and they were working to understand and assess the situation. He didn't really get, you know, specific with what the issue is. But I would say this. I wonder if he can maybe get on something with Spectrum and do the same thing and tell Spectrum that their service sucks, because that would help me in a variety of situations.
Yeah, you just want presidential
assistance. Yeah, no, I think I do. All right, so let me give credit where credit is due here on this Meldani guy and what's happening in New York City, because he's on the Sunday morning shows. He's on with Kristen Welker at Meet the Press. She's the current host of Meet the Press, and he has called for. I mean, some of the things in this guy's past are just crazy. They really are. And one of them is a global intifada, which is certainly a call for terrorism, even though he apparently claims he doesn't look at it that way. He's calling for violence. He's pro-Palestinian. It's one thing to be pro-Palestinian and support the people of Palestine and say, look, we're looking for solutions for, you know, for food or for water, or for whatever the case may be. And by the way, has anyone noticed that the bombs have stopped dropping between Israel and Iran? And I don't know what the situation with Hamas is, but we haven't heard a lot of that. So Kristen Welker doesn't only do this one time. She goes to bat three times on this issue. What I would say in advance of playing this audio, wouldn't it be nice if the host of Meet the Press or some of these other legacy outlets would do the same thing with political candidates? And by the way, I'm fine with doing it on both sides. The problem is they usually do it on just one side. But here she goes, where she makes the first attempt.
You were recently asked about the term globalize the intifada, if it makes you uncomfortable. In that moment, you did not condemn the phrase. Now, just so folks understand, it's a phrase that many people hear as a call to violence against Jews. There's been a lot of attention on this issue, so I want to give you an opportunity to respond here and now. Do you condemn that phrase, globalize the intifada?
That's not language that I use. The language that I use and the language that I will continue to use to lead this city is that which speaks clearly to my intent, which is an intent grounded in a belief in universal human rights. And ultimately, that's what is the foundation of so much of my politics, the belief that freedom and justice and safety are things that, to have meaning, have to be applied to all people, and that includes Israelis and Palestinians as well.
So he is a very, very slick speaker, right?
Yep.
I think we even had Paul Morrow point that out last week. So he can put his words together pretty well. He sounds like a politician because he is a politician. By the way, did you know this guy has a trust fund baby?
So are you kidding me?
Yeah, of course. So he's got a very wealthy family. He has benefited from that. He doesn't like capitalism. But back to Kristen Welker. She says, okay, wait a second. Let me rephrase that again here.
But do you actually condemn it? I think that's the question and the outstanding issue that a number of people, both of the Jewish faith and beyond, have. Do you condemn that phase, globalize the intifada, which a lot of people hear is a call to violence against Jews?
I've heard from many Jewish New Yorkers who have shared their concerns with me, especially in light of the horrific attacks that we saw in Washington, D.C. and in Boulder, Colorado, about this moment of anti-Semitism in our country and in our city. And I've heard those fears and I've had those conversations, and ultimately they are part and parcel of why in my campaign I've put forward a commitment to increase funding for anti-hate crime programming by 800%. I don't believe that the role of the mayor is to police speech.
Okay, well, anti-hate crime, when he's the guy that's kind of behind some of the hate crimes. So I played this one earlier with Josh. She tries one more time here.
Quickly, for the people who care about the language and who feel really concerned by that phrase, why not just condemn it?
My concern is to start to walk down the line of language and making clear what language I believe is permissible or impermissible takes me into a place similar to that of the president who is looking to do those very kinds of things, putting people in jail for writing an op-ed, putting them in jail for protesting. Ultimately, it's not language that I use. It's language I understand there are concerns about. And what I will do is showcase my vision for the city through my words and my actions.
You can kind of hear him spinning there when he's trying to put the words together, because he simply makes things up about President Trump. Let's not forget, it was actually the New York Times that would refuse to put Tom Cotton's piece on the editorial page because they thought it was so dangerous 7 or 8 years ago. But here's what's very challenging and what's scary about this guy in New York City. So you have Eric Adams as an independent. You have Curtis Sliwa, who was the guy who started the Guardian Angels way back in the 1980s, who's a Republican. A Republican is not going to win in New York City. So the math works out this way. Eric Adams would actually have to, maybe this happens in the long run, he would have to win over most of the New York City voting Republicans. President Trump won 30% of the citywide vote in 2024. So Adams would have to remain competitive, not only with Democrats, you know, he would have to win independents, he would have to win Republicans. Apparently, in one of the polls that came out in May, you have evidence that a coalition has an outside shot at a victory, especially if you have people like Chuck Schumer right now and others who are unwilling to commit to Mandami. But it's pretty frightening, because if you have Sliwa, this other independent named Walden, and Eric Adams votes, you have a competitive race. There actually is some discussion that maybe Curtis Sliwa steps out of the race and focuses on Eric Adams just to save the damn city.
Jeez.
So we'll see what happens there. That's interesting. We'll have more on that a little bit later in the show. Sue's News for a Monday coming up around the corner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.